Hello, this is Hardy Wallace. It is August 31st, and this is episode 8 of Getting Dirty, Wine with Hardy Wallace. So I spent most of this week on the road, traveling from Napa to Contra Costa, and then up into the Sierra foothills, also from Napa down to the Chalon Avier, and then from Napa up into Mendocino. So I did close to a complete route of all of our vineyards. Along the way, I was able to catch up with John Lockwood at Shake Ridge Ranch and talk about his vintage a little bit, and then had an awesome chance but great meeting with Chris Pittenger, who has his own project called Grovant Cellars, and he's also the new winemaker for Limerick Lane in Healdsburg, and also he was with Jake Bilbro, who is the owner of Limerick Lane Cellars. So for you, John, with the Shake Tempranillo, will this be your first red pick?
Probably not. The Tempranillo at Rorick is tracking a little bit ahead of this. I actually have that pick scheduled for Friday, although I did sample it again this morning just in case I need to call an emergency pause, as it has been quite cool for the past week. The breeze that people who are not here right now can't feel is quite fresh, even as we are after 11 a.m. this morning in the foothills.
Yeah, we're standing here in the back of the block, so about 1,900 feet elevation. And what time is it? It's almost 11:30 in the morning, so almost noon. And we have a cool breeze. Like, I'm in shorts and a t-shirt, and I could throw a sweatshirt on. Not a sweatshirt, but like a long sleeve shirt. Yeah, and this is completely unheard of for my experience here at Shake Ridge. So, do you fear the 2018 logjam? Is it going to happen?
When you only do, 2,500 cases, I'm not too worried about a logjam for me personally. Between Chalon Chardonnay and Sonoma Coast Cabernet, I'm fairly spread out. I think I'm going to survive.
And for those that don't know what we're talking about, often we get worried that, when you get these lulls, that all of a sudden it's not so much that this lull pushes everything back. It just pushes the earlier picks back, and everything else seems to be right on time, which creates this log jam of, like, everything coming in at once. Like, 2013, it was, like, an incredible vintage, but a very short vintage, because, everything seemed like it was picked on the same, like, week. Chris, the Hammer, Pittenger, and Jake, the Anvil, Bilbro, of Limerick Lane Cellars in Grovant, and 2018, how you feeling?
Feeling good. We're up here looking at some Gamay, which we'll pick tomorrow for some rosé. We're going to take a little segue up to Tahoe for the night to
eat some ribeyes.
Chow down some ribeyes and take it all in before the madness begins.
So let's just talk about that real quick. Like, it is August 28th. Yes. And you guys are going up for a night of ribeyes. Like, this is not normal of the last few years, is it?
Not normal, but can we go back to the point where I became the anvil with which Chris the Hammer Pittenger beat himself against?
Maybe shouldn't it be the exact opposite way?
It should be something in there, I'm not sure.
Maybe Jake the Hammer and Chris the Anvil. Like,
I think it's more like Jake the Baller, Bilbro.
No, I think we need to get pillows and stuffed animals
involved. Perfect. I like this already.
This is a much later year than we have seen in the last few, and that's a beautiful thing, presuming and assuredly that we're going to continue from this point on with some warmer weather. We don't always need to be knees and elbows and hair on fire banging each other to get across the finish line. It's nice to be able to maybe and as it's seeming to coast a little bit here as we pick some great looking fruit.
A day like last Tuesday is awesome. I got to spend the day going to three incredible vineyards, bumping into people that I love and care about, cracking a couple beers, and just reminding ourselves and reminding myself just how special and how incredible it is that we're able to do this. So thank you all very much for tuning in, and let's get weird. Oh, yeah.